It's good. Amen. Hello. I think I can hear it. Hello. Come on. Breaker 19. Amen. Good evening. Good to see all y'all this evening. Hallelujah. You can turn over to Proverbs 16, please. Can we pull it up in the ERV first? Verse 2. I don't think I told you that. This rain's nice, ain't it? Yes. Cooled it off around here. Thank God. Yes. People think this Proverbs 16:2 in the easy read, it says people think that whatever they do is what? But the Lord judges their reason for doing it. Amen. Y'all remember what we talked about last week? Amen. Amen. One of y'all do. All right. So we talked about checking up on our faith, judging ourselves on our faith. Amen. These are things that we should continually study and look at. Amen. Because Satan will come immediately to do what? What is he stealing, though? The Word. So if I'm not constantly reading it and going back over what I've been learning, what's going to happen? How many of y'all's been out of school for a little bit? So if you went right back in right now in algebra, how would you do? But if you've been working at it for a while and then you went back into it, would you have missed the step? Why not? Because you've constantly been working on it. You've constantly been going over it. Amen. We'll pray. Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name, and we thank you for another opportunity. Father God, just like today we've ate meals, I thank you, Father God, we're able to feed our faith right now. Hallelujah. We're able to feed our spirit, man. Feed our spirit, man, on the Word of God. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Father God, my tongue will be as the pen of a ready writer, bringing forth truth this evening from your Word, not only for the congregation, Father God, but also for myself. And I thank you for it in advance. I give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, everybody agreed, said,
amen.
Amen. Sorry, I forgot my other paper in here. Amen. I apologize. Is it weird that y'all can hear me but not see me? Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask y'all a few questions. We're going to be talking about, like, what's the motive behind what I'm doing? What's the motive behind what I'm doing? I'm going to ask y'all a few questions first. If no one ever knows what I'm doing, giving, serving, sacrificing, or whatever, would I still do it? Yes. Amen. If there was no visible payoff for doing this, would I still do it? Yes. Would I joyfully take a lesser position if God asked me to? It's easy to say yes. Until that position or that opportunity shows up in front of you. Amen. Am I doing this for the praise of others or how it makes me feel? If those who I am serving never show any gratitude or repay me in any way, will I still do it? Amen. If others misunderstand or criticize my actions, will I stop? Amen. It's questions we can ask ourselves on a daily basis. Amen. Kind of check up, see where we're at. Amen. Pull that back up, please, in the good news. Proverbs 16:2, in the good news, it says, you may think everything you do is what? But the Lord judges what? Judges your what? See, a lot of times people always have a reason why they do things. Especially the world. World operates off of, I'll do this for you, but guess what you're going to be doing for me. There's always an underlying. Better way to say it. Always a reason for what you're doing. As a born-again believer, as a Christian, amen, we shouldn't have those kind of things. We shouldn't have motives behind what we're doing. We should be doing them because we love God and love people. That should be the motive enough. We love God and we love people. Amen. And we'll do whatever God asks us to do.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I got a couple, y'all. Amen. In the living, it says, you can pull it up, please. That way everybody can see it. We can always prove that we are right, but what? Amen. Amen. Will you pull that up in the Passion, please? We are all in love with our what? Our own opinions. A lot of people are, because that's about the only thing you'll hear.
Amen.
Well, I think we need to do it this way. Well, what about this way? Shh, shh. I already told you how we're doing it. But what if we try it this way? Look, I've been doing this for 30 years. I know how to clean. Guy in the military, I've told y'all this before I made E6, he told me, he said, look, never think that your idea is always the best idea. If somebody else has a better idea than you on how to do an ambush or on how to take over a house or how to do a patrol, listen to them, because your idea might get everybody killed. And so whenever he told me that, I started looking at it. And a lot of times I was like, no, we're going to do it my way. But after he talked to me, I started re-looking at it. You know what? Everybody does have ideas. Somebody might have a better idea than me. Let's go with that. Because now you're pushing your pride aside. Because it hurts your pride to do that. Because you're like, no, I know everything. Amen. But when you start allowing people to give opinions, number one, it makes them feel worth it.
Yes.
Worth something. Yeah. It really does. Because they're like, you know what? You actually value my opinion. Thank you. Because if I'm always talking to somebody and they go, hey, what about, no, I told you how we're doing it.
Right.
You think he's going to keep working with me?
No.
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Because I just get tired of it.
Yeah,
after all, you're like, all right, well, hey, bud, you can do it how you want. I'm going to go work over here. If you need help, you can call me. Even though I don't want to help you, I'll still help you.
Amen.
Amen. We're all in love with our own what? Opinions. Convinced. What? My idea is the best idea. Amen. But the Lord is in the midst of us, testing and probing what?
Our every motive.
Amen. What is the motive behind what I'm doing? What's the motive behind it? Did God ask me to do that? Another thing I've learned over the years, and from obviously my dad and Brother Hagin and them, they said, you know, a lot of times people say, well, God told me. And that's more or less trying to get everybody's approval.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to stare at the wall when I say this. Amen. That's more or less you're just wanting people to listen to you, because once you say God told you, you know, that's it. And then, actually, I believe it was Brother Hagin. Somebody was working with him and came up and said, well, God told me I'm supposed to go pastor now and I'm going to go do this. And he said, I didn't say nothing to him. He said, I knew they wasn't supposed to go yet. It wasn't time. He said, but number one, they said God told them. So who am I to tell them or give them opinion or tell them, no, I don't think it's time yet. Because if you said God told you, who am I to speak against God? Although I know it's not that God didn't tell you that. Amen. Moving on. And so he went off and preached, and he said they almost starved and everything and ended up coming back to Brother Hagin and said, I missed it. Yeah. What'd Brother Hagin do? I know you did that. No, he didn't. He said, it's all right. Come on back.
Yep. Yes, sir.
But once people start using words like God told me, we can't say nothing to them.
Right.
We can't give them advice or nothing because, number one, they're saying that God told them. So they're convinced, no matter what I say or try to help them with, no, God told me this.
Yes.
A lot of times we just perceive something. It's not God telling us anything.
Amen.
Amen. Which perceiving, you know, it's the Holy Ghost. Our spirit, man, is just picking it up from God.
Yes.
Amen. That's what perceiving is, right?
Right?
Yes. Amen. I agree. But the Lord, in the midst of us, testing and probing our every motive. Next verse, please. Before you do anything, put your trust totally in God and not in yourself. Then every plan you make will what?
Succeed.
Next. The Lord works everything together to accomplish His what?
Purpose.
Whose purpose?
Yours.
God's or yours? Because
yeah.
A lot of times we want to do what we want to do and then we ask God to bless it.
Yeah.
He can bless it so far. But it's not His plan for you. It's not His purpose for you.
Right.
Amen. Great example of that. Go over to 1 Samuel. Amen. I was in back there. It was good. Amen. 1 Samuel 8. Let's go over to 1 Samuel 8. We'll start about verse 5. It says, and said unto him, behold, thou art old. Amen. It's talking about Samuel right now. And thy sons walk not in thy ways. This is the Israelites talking to him. What'd they say? Now what? Now make us a king to do what? Like what? Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations. Amen. But the thing displeased Samuel, verse 6, when they said, give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Samuel, hearken unto the voice of the people and all that they say unto thee. For they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected who? Me, God, that I should not reign, where?
Over them.
Over them. According to all the works which they have done since the day that I brought them up out of Egypt, even unto this day, wherewith they have done what?
Saving.
And served what?
Other gods.
So do they also unto thee. Next, please. Now therefore hearken unto their voice, howbeit yet protest solemnly unto them, try to help them. That's what he's saying, try to help them. And show them the manner of the king that shall reign over them. All right, now he's telling them, look, help them, okay? They've been rejecting me since I got them out of Egypt, but help them. They're wanting to be like all the other nations. They don't want me to serve them. They want a man to be able to reign over them. They don't want me to reign over them. That's what they're telling him, right? Next, please. And Samuel told all the words of the Lord unto the people that they that asked of him. Let me start over. And Samuel told all the words of the Lord unto the people that asked of him a king. Next. And he said, there will be the manner of king that shall reign over you. Or this will be, sorry. He will take your what? And appoint them for himself, for his chariots, and to be his what? And some shall run before his chariots. And he will appoint him captains over thousands and captains over fifties. And he will set them to ear his ground, yeah, and to reap his harvest, and to make his instruments of war and instruments of his chariots. And he will take your daughters to be what? And to be what? And to be what? And he will take your fields. And your what? Your livelihood. And your what? Even the best of them. And give them to who? Something that God gave them. And he will take the tenth. And he will take the tenth of your seed and of your vineyards and give to who? So God gave them a land that had produced for them. But they're saying, we want somebody to reign over us. Well, this is what's going to happen. That's fine. This land would produce for them. Everything they needed was here. They still had to go out and get it. Don't get me wrong. But it wouldn't be took from them and having to work for somebody else. It would be their own. Hey, man. Next. And he will take your men servants and your maid servants and your goodliest, yep, young men and your, that one, donkeys, and put them to his what? Man. He will take the tenth of your sheep and you shall be what? And you shall be his servants. Which just blows my mind. What is going on? What is really going on? Seriously. Okay. Amen. Go ahead, please. Thank you. And you shall cry out in that day because of your king, which ye shall have chosen you. And the Lord will not hear you in that day. Nevertheless, the people were ignorant and refused to obey the voice of Samuel. And they said, nay, but we will have a king over us. You had one. You had a king over you. You're wanting something naturally. You're wanting to be like everybody else. Why? We're not like everybody else. We're not.
That's right. Amen.
Next, please. That we also may be like what? See, they're wanting to be like everybody else. Why? Yeah. Why? Do you not see what they're going through? Why would you want that for you and your family? Right. Why would you want that for your kids?
Yes. Amen.
And that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles. That's what God was doing.
Amen. Amen.
Come on.
Go ahead. And Samuel heard all the words of the people, and he rehearsed them in the ears of the Lord. And the Lord said to Samuel, hearken unto their voice, and make them a king. And Samuel said unto the men of Israel, go ye every man unto his city. Amen. So was that the perfect will of God? But yet they convinced God to give them what they wanted instead of what God wanted for them. Do we do that? Do we get what we want instead of what God wants for us? Even though it might look good, but have we asked God about it? Have we spent time before Him? I'm not talking about, hey, God, is this okay? All right, moving on. Don't get me wrong. A lot of times, you know, if you spend time just praying in the Holy Ghost a lot, if something does come up right then, there's quite a few times I said, well, what about this, God? And I got to answer right then. But a lot of times, no.
Yeah.
It takes me a little bit, and I'll have to spend some time. Amen. Sitting in front of the TV watching movies. Because that's when He talks. So they got what they wanted. Not what God wanted for them. But why would you allow that, God? He didn't want to. But they wouldn't leave Him alone about it. They said, give us a king. He said, I'm your king. No, we want something better. What? What do you mean better? How would that be better? You being a servant to somebody instead of a kid, a son, an heir. Amen. So they stayed with it until they got what they wanted. No, it wasn't the perfect will of God for them.
No.
By no means. But God permitted it.
Yes.
Why? Because they prayed about it, wouldn't leave them alone about it. That's why. God permitted it because they just kept hearkening. We want a king. We want a king.
Yep.
Fine. You want a king, get a king.
Yep.
Amen. Amen. Do we do that with God sometimes?
Yes, sir.
You know? I mean, we know good and well God doesn't want this for us, but yet we're like, yes, 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 fine. If you want to get it.
Yeah.
It's not my perfect will for you, but if that's what you desire, go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Turn over to Hebrews 4, please. Hebrews 4, about verse 12. We'll do it out of the ESV, please. Do we have that one? I know, I ask you every time. Not the ESV? Okay. I'll read it out of my phone. Did you tell me to hold on? Oh, you don't? Okay. All right, I'll read it out of my phone. The ESV, verse 12. It says, for the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Amen. And no creature is hidden from His sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of Him to whom we must give account. Amen. Amen. Looking at the heart, right? Go over to James 4. We'll read this one out of the Passion, please. James 4, 1. What is the cause of your conflicts and quarrels with each other? Doesn't the battle begin inside of you as you fight to have your what?
Own way.
And will fulfill what?
Your own desires.
Next, please. You jealously want what others have, so you begin to see yourself as better than others. You scheme with envy and harm others to selfishly obtain what you crave. That's why you quarrel and fight. And all the time you don't obtain what you want because you won't ask God for it. Next, please. Yep. And if you ask, you won't receive it, for you're asking with corrupt motives, seeking only to fulfill your what? You have become spiritual adulterers who are having an affair, an unholy relationship with the world. Don't you know that flirting with the world's what?
Values.
Flirting with the world's values places you at odds with God. Whoever chooses to be the world's friend makes himself enemies of God. Yep. Makes himself God's enemy. Amen. So an unholy relationship with the world. Don't you know that flirting with the world's values places you at odds with God? Amen. Not adopting the world's ways. Amen. Not adopting the world's ways. That's kind of what they did. They seen it and they thought it looked good.
Yes. Amen.
They seen it and they were convinced, man, this is how to live right here.
Yeah.
You know, we ain't got to use no faith. We can just have him do all the work for us. I know we're going to be servants, but we ain't got to think. We ain't got to pray. Have somebody else do all the thinking for you. Amen. Now, I know it's not, we're not supposed to, it says whoever chooses the world's friend makes himself God's enemy. We can't have friends outside of the church. We all understand that, right? Am I going to be at their house every day? No. No, I ain't. Amen. But I can be friendly with anybody. I can be friends with anybody. I really can. It does, how they act doesn't bother me.
Right. Amen.
Because to be honest with you, they start acting right whenever they get around me.
Amen.
Just the love of God on the inside of us helping us, right? It's that anointing.
Amen.
Amen. Turn over to Philippians 2, please. 2 verse 3. This will be out of the Passion again. Be free from pride-filled what? Amen. Amen. Well, I don't know why they're doing it like that. This is how I would do it. Me too. Amen. But be free from pride-filled opinions, for they will only harm your cherished unity. Don't allow self-promotion to hide in your hearts. Amen. Don't allow self-promotion to hide in your hearts. You know them people, especially in the world. You know, somebody promotes themselves all of a sudden. You're like, who are you talking to?
Right.
Come out. You know, I know we're supposed to walk in love, but some of them just really make you help your love walk. Amen. Don't allow self-promotion to hide in your hearts. But in authentic humility, humility. Put who first?
Others.
And view others as what? See, if we did that, there would never be any quarrels. There'd never be any disputes. Because once we start viewing others more important than ourselves, we're putting other people before ourselves. Amen. Well, you're talking crazy. I didn't say it. Thank you. Bible did.
Yeah.
Amen. Verse 4. Abandon every display of what?
Selfishness.
Amen. Possess a greater concern for what matters to others instead of your own interest. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Turn over to Numbers real fast, please. 13. We can read that out of the King James is fine. Numbers 13. We all know this story. Amen. About 30. Say amen when you get there.
Amen.
Amen. All right. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to what?
Overcome it.
Next, please. But the men that went up with him said what? To go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up a what? Of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel. Amen. They brought up an evil report. Why is it an evil report? Because it's going against everything God said.
Right.
It's going directly against what God said. God said you can take it. They're saying we can't take it.
Right.
What was the motive behind that? They saw themselves little.
Yes.
Amen. They allowed Satan to put a thought in their head. And then by the time they got back, they were convinced they could not possess what God had for them. They were convinced themselves, we can't take it. This isn't ours.
Yeah.
This is somebody else's land, actually. I don't even know why we walked over here. We might as well go back out there and wander, because there's huge people over there. What are you talking about? This is our land. I thought there wasn't going to be anybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
So the motive behind that one was they seen themselves little. They didn't see themselves as God seen them. And so they got, instead of keeping their mouth shut, amen. Yeah. Which a lot of times is a great, great attribute.
Yes,
yes.
Yes. I'm serious. Because if you look at something and it's big, or if you get a bill in the mail or something, just sickness trying to attack the family, and the first thing out of your mouth, I don't know how we're going to do this one. If we just keep our mouth shut, regroup for a little bit, get back focused. That way we're not saying something contrary to the Word of God. Amen. Because situations, a lot of times, it just messes with our emotions, our senses. That's all it is. And if we're speaking out of emotion, we're not speaking out of faith. Amen. We're speaking out of emotion. We're speaking out of our senses. We're speaking out of what just went on. And so now we allowed our emotions to take over and just start saying crazy stuff. But if we keep our mouth shut, which they should have did.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Amen. But they didn't. They just allowed, because one person probably went, man, what they're saying, let's go up at once. They're probably big people. Or we probably can't take it. And then another one's like, I know, right? I seen how big they were too. Yeah. Hang on. We can't go, guys. We can't. They're too big.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Real fast, one more. We'll go. Acts 4:33, please. We can look at that in the Passion, Acts 4:33. Amen. Amen. The apostles gave powerful testimonies about the resurrection of our Lord Jesus, and great measures of grace rested upon them all. Next, please. Some who owned houses or land did what? And brought the proceeds before the apostles to distribute to those without. Not a single person among them was what? Amen. Next, please. For example, there was a Levite from Cyprus named Joseph who sold his farm and placed the proceeds at the feet of the apostles. They nicknamed him Barnabas, or encourager. Go to Acts 5 now, please. Now a man named what? Ananias, and his wife what?
Sapphira.
Likewise sold their farm. They conspired to what? They conspired to secretly keep back for themselves a portion of the proceeds. Did anybody make them sell their land and start giving it to the apostles?
No.
Nobody did. So, Amen. They conspired to secretly keep back for themselves a portion of the proceeds. So when Ananias brought the money to the apostles, it was only a portion of the entire sale. Next, please. God revealed their secret to Peter, so he said to him, Ananias, why did you let Satan fill your heart and make you think? Amen. Make you think you could lie to the Holy Spirit. You only pretended to give it all. Yet you hid back part of the proceeds from the sale of your property to keep what? For yourselves. So he didn't get in trouble because they were selling the land or he wanted to keep his money because nobody asked him to do this. Nobody asked them to do this. But that's why I read the scriptures before. It said people were selling their land and giving what? All of it. All of what they made off their land and their houses, right? And so he was like, whoa, well, I want to look good. I mean, everybody's out here too. I want to look good too. You know what I mean? Let's take this up here. I mean, we ain't going to give it all, babe. I mean, let's keep a little bit. All right, that's fine. Let's keep some. Look what I got, y'all. Mm-hmm. Yeah. From my property. Yeah. Yeah. From my places.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, the motive behind that one was just horrible.
Right. Amen.
Was horrible. Because he just wanted to be seen.
Right.
More or less. Because number one, everybody else is doing it.
Yeah.
Man, I can do this too.
Yep.
That's fine if you want to do it. That is fine if you want to do that.
Yes.
Amen. It would have been perfectly fine if he'd have did it and gave it all. Because that's what everybody else was doing. But his motives behind it wasn't right. His motives behind it, I believe, was, well, everybody else is doing it. Man, look at everybody up here. They're, that's awesome. You know, I want to be a part of this.
Right.
I want people to see what I can do.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. So him and his wife fell dead, right?
Yep.
Yes, they did. Amen. And then you can read over in Matthew, we ain't got time to read that out of the Amplified. And you can read Matthew 6, about 1 through 5. It talks about don't let your left hand know what your right hand's doing, right? Don't be going out just letting everybody. It talks about, you know, the priest, they're standing up praying out loud. That way everybody can see them because they just want to be seen.
Yes.
Pretty much. See, their motive behind that was everybody, eyes on me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Eyes on me.
Yes.
Yep. Watch me. Pay attention to me.
Yes.
Look what I'm doing.
Yep. Amen.
Look how good a Christian I am.
Yep. Amen.
Amen. And that's the wrong motive behind it, right? If we just ask ourselves, what's the purpose? What's the motive behind what I'm doing?
Yeah.
Am I supposed to be doing this?
Yeah.
Should I be doing this?
Yeah.
I told y'all, I believe it was last week or the week before, when Pastor Chelsea preached, how Brother Hagin, man, told him, you should write a book. You know how much money you can make?
Right.
He said it, and it took him a few years
before
he could write a book. He said, I'd sit down to write a book, and the first thought that came to my mind was, man, I can make money off this. He said, and I wouldn't write. He said, because that was the wrong motive behind writing these books.
Yes.
These books are supposed to be a help, not a money-making machine.
Right.
They're supposed to help people, not be a money-making machine.
Right. Amen.
He said, so I couldn't do it until I got it fixed on the inside of me. He said, and then once I got my intentions right, no, this is for people. This isn't just for money. He said, I was able to write it then.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't write it until then.
Yeah.
Amen. If we do that, like, what's the purpose behind what I'm doing?
Yes.
Is it for gratification on my part? Is it for people to see me? Or is it going to get all the glory and all our eyes back on God?
Amen.
Amen. Just let God be seen. Let me be over on the side.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, we'll stop. It's 8 o'clock. Man, we made it.
Yes.
I was trying to go fast. We did it. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name. And we thank you for your word. We thank you, Father God, not our will, but your will. Father God, if there is something that we are doing with the wrong motives behind it, let us know.
Yes.
That way we can adjust it and continue to move forward, Father God. Not what we want to do, but what you would have for us, Father God, because you know the perfect will for our lives.
Yes.
And so we just ask you to reveal it to us, each and every one of us. And we thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We will see y'all Sunday, which is going to be crazy because we're doing slip, slide, kickball. Slip and slide, kickball.
Amen.
Yeah, that's what it's called. Y'all need to be happy about that. Way more happier about that. Yes, because it's going to be fun. So fun. Y'all better play, too. If you don't play, I'm going to shoot you.